In my class, I was explaining the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami in prayer. And some lines I have explained very Prem Prayojan with his book, but why not coming here? You should come forward. Okay. But. Oh, you can sit here. Yes. Prior to this, I want to say something, that today I went to seashore to walk. I was chanting and remembering some past lives of Krishna. And especially I was chanting this slok. एवं व्रतः स्वप्रिय नाम कृत्य जातानुरागो दुतचित्त उच्चैः हसत् तथो रोदति रौति गायति उन्माद्यत् नित्यति लोक बाह्य. I was chanting and remembering and thinking the meaning of this slok. Evam vratasvapriya nama kritya. Those devotees who have developed their Krishna frame up to bhavarati sthiti. Rati, you know, first glance of prem, that is called rati. Abhas of prem, semblance of prem is called rati. So those who have rati, they sing their beloved name. Govinda, Damodar, Madhaveti, Radha Govinda, Radhanath, all these names. They give up their shame and they become unmatta, like that. Tears and eyes rolling on down on the earth, sometimes laughing without any reason, laughing, and sometimes weeping so bitterly.
Stavo pensando appunto della traduzione, questi devoti che hanno raggiunto Rati, il primo stadio di Bhava, abbandonano tutto il loro timore e iniziano a rotolare per terra, a volte.
Generally, common devotees will think that he has become mad, no reason but laughing, no reason weeping, no reason he is rolling down on the earth. Why he is doing? He will not understand. Brahma and others also, they will not understand why they are doing so.
e altri che sono lì possono osservare, non riescono a capire perché si comportano così in modo pazzo, non riescono a capire perché ridono, piangono, persino Brahma potrebbe non capire il motivo.
Those who have not so much attraction for Krishna and those who have not served, those who have no love and affection like gopis, they cannot do like this. So this is the symptoms of a very high class of devotee. We cannot imagine even why they are laughing, why they are weeping, why they are rolling down. So I was chanting like this and remembering the meaning of this slope and walking. I saw a very pathetic scene. Pathetic scene.
Mentre appunto stava ricordando questo verso e meditando su questo verso, a un certo punto ha avuto una scena molto patetica davanti.
He touched my heart.
Che gli ha toccato il cuore.
That there was a dog. On seashore, on the road. He was waiting one even. Tears in his eyes and so much mud in his eyes. He was German dog. Very in the young he will be a very beautiful and strong. But now he was somewhat old, neglected. And he was touching anyone. All the cars passing, he used to look after. And all the persons passing by, he used to come nearby and smell, and again with sad eyes, he used to see.
Ha visto un cane lì abbandonato sulla strada solo e molto sporco, aveva le lacrime negli occhi e tutti gli occhi erano impastati e scendevano giù come delle croste intorno agli occhi, e tutti quelli che passavano lui andava, si avvicinava, ne usava semplicemente e si sedeva.
I asked Bharajanath and Prabhu what? That, oh, this dog is waiting for his master. Perhaps his master is walking here and there, and he is waiting. But they replied that, no. Any cruel master saw that this dog is going to be old, or he thought that I don't want now dog. So he left in this area at the time of summer when crowds of less persons were there, and he left his very dear dog there.
Lui allora ha chiesto a Bhagavan Prabhu e Lila Purushottama, probabilmente questo cane sta aspettando il suo padrone qui. Ma loro hanno detto no, lui è qui, è stato abbandonato perché d'estate qui c'è molta gente, il suo padrone l'ha lasciato qui in mezzo a tutti. Lui si è stancato di averlo perché magari è invecchiato, prima era più forte e adesso non lo vuole più.
Now he is remembering, where is my master? He loves me so much. He used to Delhi give soap with his own hand, master, and to love so affectionately. But where is now my master? Perhaps he has missed me. So one day he will come, and again he will take me in his car. Remembering the past love and affection that his master used to do, or mistress. How sweet they are. He is sitting, weeping. and remembering. No? Thus a devotee. I thought a devotee. Why gopis are lamenting for Krishna? Why? No? Why Sridharani used to weep so bitterly? Why Rupa Goswami and other Goswami? He Radhe, He Brajadevi Ke Lalite Kuta Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patalet Kalindi Banne. Why they were weeping bitterly and weeping so much? If a dog can weep and sometimes he thinks that I should die, he goes towards sea and weeps, but returns, oh, my master may come. That is why he don't want to die. So the devotees, gopis like this, no? They want to die, but next time, next moment, they cannot die, because Krishna has told them that I will come. So devotees like this, you can realize the hearts of gopis or any devotee who is weeping bitterly, sometimes laughing that his Prabhu has come. But these cruel master will not come. No, never they will come. Because their love and affection is what? Stopped. Mundane. But love and affection of Krishna is constant. Krishna may come and satisfy them. I ask, say, I will come. So Krishna must come. May come. But these master, cruel master of world, but dog is waiting for years and years. Now no one is to give bath, so no one is to take him in his car. So he is weeping. And when he sees anyone, what is he? Thinks, master is come. And he looks. Then again, weeping. So bhakta are like this. This world is for remembrance. No? This is like a school or college. We can learn so many things from this world. By these examples. So today I realize why gopis are so lamenting, so weeping, so singing. So we should realize all these things, but we cannot realize all these things by speculation of mind. Only by high class of devotion can you tell all these things. It may be that a dog will die one day, but his cruel master will not return. But Krishna, he is always merciful. His devotee cannot die. They will weep like this, they will be mad. And Krishna, time to time, he will come and specify them. But they will know that I have seen in dream. Perhaps I was mad, I have seen. But really I have not seen. But really he will see. And thus he will purify, Krishna will purify and develop his Krishna premium by this way. Like Madhumangal, he did like so. He was weeping bitterly. Like Madhavendra Puri Pad, Ai Dina Dayadranath, He Mathuranath Kada. Oh, my beloved, when I will see you, I am dying. Please come and give me darshan. Give yourself. Like gopis, He Nath, Raman, Pesta, Kwashi, Kwashi, Mahapuja, Kripanaya, Dasyaste, Prasid, Sannidhim. Like that. Gopis are all weeping like this. Gopi will not die, but dog will die. And cruel master will also die. But devotee and Krishna will never die. And one day Krishna is bound to give darshan and his service. So we should be like that. Samana kirtan mali haiya sei bij kare arupan. Samana kirtan jale kare sinchan. 152.
When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of shravan and kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout.
There are two kinds of sraddha from beginning. Shraddha is of two kinds. What he told you, see. Here gardener is himself devotee, sadhak, not guru. Guru gives him with Krishna mercy and his mercy, both. They give seed, bhakti lata bhi, desire to serve Krishna. And then this gardener, devotee, sadhak, they plant in their heart.
Quindi il giardiniere è quello che ha ricevuto il seme, e quello che ha dato il seme è il guru e Krishna, che è il desiderio di servire Krishna. E viene piantato nel cuore del devoto, e il devoto deve curare questa piantina nel suo cuore.
And they what rise it? By Shaman Kirtan water.
Deve dare acqua con Shravana e Kirtana.
Guru has done it and he is perfect in this. So this sadhak, devotee, will hear first from his Gurudev. So Shravan, those who have heard something from their Gurudev and given their heart in the service of Gurudev, totally given heart to Gurudev and hearing, like Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadeva Goswami, Sut Goswami heard from Sukadeva Goswami, like this. As Raghunath Das Goswami heard from Sarup Damodar and Mahaprabhu, and afterwards from Rupa Goswami. This Shravan should be there. If Shravan is not high class of, like I told you about dog, how deep meaning is there. So we should hear from our Gurudev or any pure devotee, like a Shiksha Guru. There may be so many Shiksha Guru, but in all Shiksha Guru, one must be very prominent, that we can give our heart and open heart to him. So he should write everything on that open book. So after hearing, he will do kirtan. What kirtan? Not only song. Parikshit Maharaj, one of the best kirtaniya in whole world. He never did kirtan on khol and kartal, but he did Krishna Katha there. So he was most prominent kirtaniya. Rupa Goswami, I don't heard that he has done on khol and kartal. but he is best Kirtaniya in the whole world. So we should try to hear all these things from this Kirtaniya and then Kirtan like them. So Shraddha is of two kinds, you should try. So there are two kinds of Shraddha. One Laukiki Shraddha and one Transcendental Shraddha. No? Laukiki Shraddha will not give anything, only giving honor to others, father, mother. These are Laukiki Shraddha, worldly Shraddha. And Transcendental Shraddha is of two kinds. What two kinds? One, Shastra Avadharanamayi Shraddha. According to Shastra, we must serve Krishna. If you are not serving Krishna, but you are serving father, mother, wife, children, even you will have to go down in Narak, in hell. So we desire to serve Krishna. This is one kind of Shraddha, but yet transcendental. And second, and when this Shraddha comes, then if anyone is cutting into pieces, like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in so many markets, but he never
give up
chanting. Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Draupadi, like Pandavas, they will never forget Krishna Bhakti. So this is symptom of that. And secondly, what? Lohmai Shraddha. Hearing all these persons that I am telling to you, like Damodar Leela, Yashoda is binding Krishna. Krishna is weeping. And at last, she binded with his love and affection to Krishna. And Krishna was binded. Krishna was weeping. Being Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was weeping. And Yashoda is telling, oh, I will not take you in my lap. I will not give you milk. Be away, far away. To whom she is telling? Supreme Personality of God. And God is, Krishna is hearing, he is weeping, hearing all these things. If any wants that, I should love, I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda, like Sridham, like gopis. By this a Shraddha comes, a desire to serve Krishna. This is called Lobhamayi Shraddha. If he has only Shraddha, Shastra Avadharanamayi, instruction in Shastra, that you should serve, otherwise you will suffer and you will go to hell. By this Shraddha, you will do Shraman Kirtan of one kind. And secondly, when you have Lohmai Shraddha, a Shraddha by greed to serve Krishna, then you will hear the gopis, how they are lamenting, how they have love and affection for Krishna. All Brajavasi love, you will remember. And we will try to serve Krishna in such a way. So these two kinds of Saman Kirtana Jale Kare Sanchan, always hearing from high class of devotee, not very low class of devotee. No certainty than when they will fall. Today they will fall, or after 20 years taking renounce order, I think they are always fallen, always fallen. Only they are pretending that I am renounce order. But actually, they are fallen. They were never, never. Only they took danda, saffron cloth, but their mind and heart was not colored with Krishna prema. So they were always fallen. So these foolish person cannot see that, they cannot judge that whether he is fallen or he is high class of devotee. But if you offer yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna and pray, then he will manage everything. High class of devotee you can have. Oh, I told so much. Understand all these things very carefully. Otherwise, you will have no chance to hear in future from anyone. These are secret things that I am speaking to you. All will tell that be saranagat. Where surrender? But nothing.
I am not this body.
World is suffering.
I am soul and this is soul.
But not able. So you should try to understand all these things very carefully. No? So it depends everything on sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha sarva shastra kar law matra sadhu sangha sarva. It depends on high class of association or lowest class of association. If your association is high class, then lobha mai shraddha may come very soon. Greed will come to serve Krishna. And if not, then any kind of desire will not come. Only how to make money. I think that Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is so kind, so kind, that he was expert and he taught all how to make money, top to bottom. And to very rare person he gave bhakti. Very rare. So I know that who have joined ISKCON, they are very intelligent in making money. Oh, so easily they can make money. Everywhere. By counting the wax of seed, they can make money. They are so expert, I know. So, if hearing in the good association, you will hear. Then that seed who has given Gurudev by the mercy of Krishna, and you have planted in your heart by Shravan and Kirtan. First, two lips will come out. This Shravan Kirtan is process of Shuddha Bhakti. Anya Bhilasita Sunyam Jnan Karmadhyana Vritam Mankullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Not Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha. Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Go on. One, I will tell. Oh, so you should be very carefully hear all these things. I know that in 20 years, in 15 years, you have not heard all these things. In the associations, they cannot teach you all these things. Never, in lakhs and lakhs, but they cannot teach. Because they don't know all these things. And that is why they are telling that Narayan Maharaj is not in our line. Why? Because he cannot make money so much that we can make. We cannot cheat. Narayan Maharaj cannot cheat others like we are cheating others. He is not expert in cheating. Huh? He don't know diplomacy.
Duplicity,
diplomacy, hypocrisy. But we know so much more than we can teach him all these things. Really, they are master of all these things. But not of bhakti. They cannot give you bhakti at all. They can fall down, falling down, all gracefully, gracefully, gracefully. So, nothing to explain. Acha, you know, but tell briefly. Then you should hear very patiently and very carefully and try to note in golden letters here. Upajya bade lata brahmanda bhedi jaya. First it sprouts and then two leaves come first. Kleshagni and Subhada. What is Kleshagni? If first leaf will come, then all kinds of suffering and sorrows will go away forever. No problems at all. Only one problem may come, that, oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Holy Master, where you are? Only this problem. And this is okay. But worldly problems all will go if you will do like this in this process. Surely, no doubt at all in this.
Quindi la prima, le prime due foglie spunteranno e la prima foglia è quella che toglierà tutti i problemi, sia materiali o problemi di qualunque genere al devoto. L'unico problema che resterà sarà quello di Krishna, dove sei? Krishna, io voglio servirti. Questo sarà l'unico problema che rimarrà, ma tutti gli altri se ne andranno. Su questo non dovete avere nessun dubbio.
All kinds of miseries, that is called pap, sin, and tendency to do sin, sinful acts, and collection of all bad impressions made by these sinful activities, all will go away by this.
La seconda foglia rappresenta la cacciata di tutti i peccati, ma non solo dei peccati, anche la tendenza a fare i peccati. Tutto andrà via.
The fruit of these sinful activities are of so many kinds. Pap, papis, avidya, kut, avidya, like so. Means, now we have taken this human body and those sufferings are coming, so many problems are coming. These are called prarabdha pap. Prarabdha means what sufferings, problems are coming due to past impressions, and we are testing all these things due to prarabdha karma. Even a brahmavadi sannyasi who has reached up to the level of Brahma, he has known that world is suffering, and he has realized his atma even, but he will have to taste all prarabdha karma bhog. But if anyone chanting, remembering in the guidance of pure Vaishnavas, pure Gurudev, chanting even, and one name inspired is in that, that one name will burn all kinds of prarabdha, aprarabdha, koot, bija, avidya, everything. We have so much aprarabdha, pap. Oh, though are curative, they are called prarabdha. And we are now testing, but there are also endless pap karma. That we will have to test it in future. But if you are chanting name, you are doing Shramana Kirtana Smaran, by when this sleep will come? First, Kleshagni, first will come, and all will burn forever. Guru does not take it up, all the evils and paps, never he takes. By the influence of, by the semblance of name, all pap karma, kuta, vidya. Vidya means forgetting Krishna, even all goes away. So Kleshagni is so powerful. Firstly.
Quindi quando spunta questa prima foglia si vede che tutte le karma, le passate attività e il frutto delle passate attività vengono sì recepite dal devoto, vengono sentite dal devoto.
Don't sleep.
Ma il devoto sa che queste attività si fermeranno perché con la compagnia dei puri devoti e il desiderio di servire Krishna butterà via tutte le reazioni delle passate attività.
Then second leaf comes. And what is that?
Subhada.
All kinds of good auspices come. You will have a birth in Suchinang Srimatangehe. You will take birth in very high class of family, not so much rich, not so much poor, in middle, and in very religious family, where high class of devotees will be there and you can associate easily. Always so much, no so much rogues and sickness and disease. Beautiful say, all will come and praise you. When Subhadha will come, this second leaf. And then bhakti will come gradually. This is, and you will be happy. No prosapram, that you have no problem for divorce because you have not married. So not this problem will come. We have not to support and give marry to your daughter because you have no wife, no children, nothing. So all kinds of shubha, auspices will come by secondly.
Poi con la seconda foglia verranno tutti i tipi di auspiciosità, ad esempio nascere in una famiglia molto religiosa, di devoti, avere un aspetto molto bello, essere sani, non essere malati, allora molto facilmente si otterrà la bhakti, e queste sono tutte le auspiciosità che vengono dalla seconda foglia.
There is most secret one thing in two leaves. Then when they come out from that creeper, they are like molded.
Folded.
No? And gradually they
open.
So first when they are folded, some rough part, upper part is rough and it is seen. No? Not smooth. Is smooth where? When it inside is very smooth. So upper side is Vaidhi Bhakti. No? Some rough. And inner side, when it comes, oh, like this. Then upper part becomes backward. So it is very smooth. This is Radhanuka Bhakti. In two leaves. So Vaidhi and Radhanuka Bhakti. Then more two leaves comes when it is matured. Two leaves are matured. Then two more folding leaves come out. And these are called what?
Moksha
Laghuta Krita Sudurlabha. Oh, you should do, otherwise you will forget. So, very carefully you should know all these things, understand, try to. This is called the Isht Goshti. Isht Goshti, have you heard? This is called the Isht Goshti. Pure association. Not that, oh, there are so many. Now our book department is like collapsed. We should do something for distributing. You should take 100 book each, and you should go to door to door and sell each. Otherwise, or what? Oh, we'll go down and we will be awesome. This is very big problem in our camp. So please do it. So many meetings. Only for problems, these problems. North East Coast. But they call that, oh, we are doing East Coast. East Coast they are doing. East Coast, not East Coast. They are burning ghost, this Harikatha. East Coast. So you should. And try to understand all these things and try to go further. No?
Questo è un Isht Goshti, è una pura incontro su, su argomenti puri. Non è un Isht Goshti, è un brutto.
What's your name from England? Brahmananda. Ramanath. You should be very careful. Not like no? What? Yes. Oh, not like this, but like this. Very precious things I want to give you all. I want that you should attend my all classes like this. Those who are not listening all these things, they are called Atmaghati. Nibhatta tarsai upagiyamanat bhavasabhudha ka uttam slok gunanubadat virajjet binapasa. Those who don't listen all these things here, all these harikatha, they are like tigers and bears, killing others and... Not only that, self-killing. Self-killer. Committing suicide, more than suicide. To suicide is very common thing, it is not so. But kill the soul, not to hear all this Harikatha, no taste in Harikatha, then your everything is finished forever. So don't miss all these things. Bear carefully hearing. One word like nectar you should take. Then come to the point, Sudurlabha. Moksha Laghutakrita. What is the meaning of Moksha Laghutakrita?
Bhakti, when one receives this, then it completely minimizes the importance of liberation. Liberation appears to be so insignificant.
Do you know what is liberation? What is liberation? I'm giving an instance of this. Anyone came and at once he keep his hand here, shocked, and he also and mouth also, and then you cannot breathe, and in a moment you can. And when you are dying, and you are doing like this,
restless.
And
but
he is so strong that you cannot do anything. Like Bhim did for Dushasan and Duryodhan. Then, oh, dying, I am dying. And if anyone came, like Krishna came, and he killed that demon, and you all, now I'm saved. This is called moksha. I have told only instance, but so many. If you are going, taking bath, and you were in a very big current, and current took you to into middle of the ocean, and no one is there to save you, and you are going down and up, and now you are going to die at once. But if at once Krishna will hear, and he will send an aeroplane, and it will come and take you out, then how you will feel the relief? So this is called moksha. So worldly, these all these things, suffering, taking birth and death, these are like these. And if Krishna, you are doing Krishna name, at once all will go away. This is moksha laguta krita. You will feel so much happiness. So Samana Kirtan and all these are more superior than moksha also. So moksha